Hi and good morning to all our wonderful church family. Today we continue reading Psalm 84. And I'm reading it today from the New International Version, or as it's also known as the Necessary in Vineyard Version. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Selah. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favour on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favour and honour. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Now the first section of this psalm highlights the theme, an intense hunger for God. And we covered that yesterday. We confirmed that we are God's temple, and he no longer resides in a man-made building. This psalm is addressed to the sons of Korah. And we find this in the introduction to the psalm, or the heading of a psalm. Now this is very interesting because we meet Korah in Numbers chapter 16. And when we read that chapter, we find that he rose up in rebellion against God's appointed and anointed leader, Moses. And in doing so, he rebels against God. Now, to understand what was going on, we need to go back a little bit to Numbers chapter 3. And we see there that out of the tribes of Israel, God chooses the tribe of Levi for full-time service to him. And Korah was from this tribe. He was chosen to serve God and the people of God in the tabernacle. Now, after Korah's rebellion, God's judgment came against him. And so his family who stood with him and all his possessions were swallowed up by the earth. But not everyone in his family was destroyed. We find in Numbers chapter 26 verses 9 to 11. These sons of Korah, or descendants of Korah, served in two ways. They served as doorkeepers or gatekeepers, and their responsibility was to take care of the temple and all its implements, including the Ark of the Covenant. And we can find this in 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 19 and following on, and also 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 12 to 13. Today, we would call the doorkeepers and gatekeepers our greeters and ushers. You see, God calls people and sets them aside and asks them to set themselves aside to serve him and his people as ushers and greeters. This is such an exciting way to be a blessing to people, assisting them as they arrive to worship God. Now later, during the time of King David, they also became, these sons of Korah, also became great leaders in singing and playing musical instruments in the temple, in 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 33 to 34. Now, you can see that the worship team has existed from these early days, using musical instruments, playing their style of music, and just intent on lifting songs of praise to God. This is still the role of a worship team today, to praise and worship God. And as we join in with them, so we too lift up songs of praise and worship. You see, Psalm 42 tells us that as the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? And so as we worship and adore God together, praising him, giving him thanks, entering his presence, then our thirst for him, our longing is satisfied. And when we worship together, we encourage each other to enter into God's presence. You know, this is also why intimate worship together is such a high value within the vineyard. So that longing, that thirst we have for him is met. But we also see God's grace for the sons of Korah. Because despite their history, no matter what happened in the past, they are accepted by God, they are loved by God, they are set aside or sanctified to serve in his temple. And in the same way, we have been called out of our past, called away from our history. We have been set apart from the world by God to serve people and to serve him. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, "You are a chosen people. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." What happened in the past remains there. That is, in the past. And it does not, it should not, it cannot be allowed to influence our present. The starting point here, if this is what is holding you back, is forgiveness. First, asking God to forgive you for what you did wrong. Then asking God to forgive those who hurt you or did wrong against you. And finally, make the choice to forgive yourself. Amen. And now tomorrow we're going to continue with the next section of Psalm 84.